Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time, omniscient, all-knowledgeable, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. My text is 2 Corinthians 5:17, which states, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul states that he longs to be at home with the Lord. However, he does not lose heart while he is away from the Lord. His confidence in the future resurrection and in reality of the judgment to come keeps him faithful in the present as he pursues his goal of pleasing Christ. The believer not only is well assured by faith that there is another and a happy life after this is ended, but he has good hope through grace of heaven as a dwelling place, a resting place, a hiding place. In our Father's house, there are many mansions whose builder and maker is God. The happiness of the future state and what God has prepared for those that love him. Everlasting habitations, not like the earthly tabernacles, the poor cottages of clay in which our souls now dwell. There are moldering and decaying, whose foundations are in the dust. The body of flesh is a heavy burden. The calamities of life are a heavy load, but believers groan, being burdened with a body of sin, and because of the many corruptions remaining and raging within them, death will strip us of the clothing of flesh and all the comforts of life, as well as in all the troubles here below. But believing souls shall be clothed with garments of praise, with robes of righteousness and glory. The present graces and comforts of the Spirit are a pledge of everlasting grace and comfort. The presence of the Spirit of Christians' lives now in the down payment are guarantee that they will receive resurrection bodies when Christ Jesus returns. And though God is with us here by his Spirit and in his ordinances, yet we are not with him as we hope to be. Faith is for this world and sight is for the other world. It is our duty and it will be our interest to walk in faith till we live by sight. This shows clearly the happiness to be enjoyed by the souls of believers when absent from the body, and where Jesus makes known his glorious presence. We are related to the body and to the Lord. Each claims a part in us, but how much more powerfully the Lord pleads for having the soul of the believer closely united with himself. The apostle quickens himself and others to acts of duty. Paul now lives his entire life in light of a hope that his actions will bring delight to God day by day. It is possible for Christians to please or displease God in their daily actions. Well-grounded hopes of heaven will not encourage laziness and sinful security. Let all consider the judgment to come, which is called the terror of the Lord, knowing what terrible vengeance the Lord will execute upon the workers of iniquity. The apostle and his brethren use every argument and persuasion to lead men to believe in the Lord Jesus and to act as his disciples or followers. Their zeal and diligence were for the glory of God and the good of the church. Christ's love to us will have a like effect upon us if duly considered and rightly judged. All were lost and undone, dead and ruined, slaves to sin, having no power to deliver themselves, and must have remained thus miserable forever if Christ had not died. We should not make ourselves but Christ the end of our living and actions. A Christian's life should be devoted to Christ. Sadly, how many show the worthlessness of their professed faith and love by living to themselves and to the world? The renewed man acts upon new principles, by new rules, with new ends, and in new company. The believer is created anew. His heart is not merely set right, but a new heart is given him. He is the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Though the same as a man, he is changed in his character and conduct. These words must and do mean more than an outward reformation. The man who formerly saw no beauty in the Savior, that he should desire him, now loves him above all things. The heart of the unregenerate is filled with hate against God, and God is justly offended with him. Yet there may be reconciliation. Our offended God has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. By the inspiration of God, the scriptures were written, which are the word of reconciliation, showing that peace has been made by the cross, and how we may be interested therein. Though God cannot lose by the quarrel, nor gain by the peace, yet he beseeches sinners to lay aside their hate and accept the salvation he offers. Christ knew no sin. He was made sin, not a sinner, but sin, a sin offering, a sacrifice for sin. The end and design of all this was that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, might be justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Can any lose, labor, or suffer too much for God, who gave his beloved Son to be the sacrifice for their sins, that they might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? With the new year here, let us renew our zeal for Christian living and let the love of Christ control us. 20 million under winter weather alerts as heavy snow blankets part of the United States. U.S. News, December 7, 2025. Frigid temperatures blast the Midwest and the Northeast with coldest weather yet. Rain and snow showers have developed over the Pacific Northwest, marking the start of an active weather pattern for this region. Numerous systems, fueled by atmospheric rivers, will bring the risk of flash flooding, mountain snow, and strong wind gusts. 8 million people are under flood alerts throughout Western Washington and Oregon through Friday, including in Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, and Eugene. The first wave of rain will arrive Sunday by coastal Washington and Oregon. But the real concern for heavy rain and flash flooding will start Monday morning. Waves of rain will persist through Monday, with an additional surge of moisture arriving Tuesday night through Wednesday. Rainfall totals through Wednesday night will range from 2 to 5 inches, while parts of the lower elevations of the Cascades and Olympics are on track to receive 6 to 10 inches of rain and up to 12 inches possible in some areas. Snow levels will be higher in the mountains, with feet of snow anticipated above 6,000 to 7,000 feet in parts of the Cascades, Olympics, and Northern Rockies. This pattern will also bring strong wind gusts to the region. Along Washington and Oregon, gusts will range from 30 to 50 miles per hour. Meanwhile, in Montana, high wind alerts are in effect due to this system, as gusts up to 70 miles per hour will be possible Monday night into Tuesday. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is the life of peace. In Perth, Australia, there's a place called the Shalom House, where men struggling with addictions go to find help. At Shalom House, they'll meet caring staff members who introduce them to God's Shalom, Hebrew for peace. Lives crushed under the weight of addictions to drugs, alcohol, gambling, and other destructive behaviors are being transformed by the love of God. Central to this transformation is the message of the cross. The broken people of Shalom House discover that through the resurrection of Jesus, they can find their own lives resurrected. In Christ, we gain true peace and healing. Peace isn't merely the absence of conflict, it's the presence of God's wholeness. All of us need this shalom, and it's only found in Christ and his Spirit. This is why Paul pointed the Galatians to the Spirit's transformational work. As the Holy Spirit operates in our lives, he generates his fruit that includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He gives us that vital element of true, enduring peace. Now, peace does not mean that you won't have a problem. Peace means your problems won't have you. Trust God. He's got it. As the Spirit enables us to live in God's shalom, we learn to bring our needs and concerns to our Heavenly Father. This, in turn, brings us the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. The peace that will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. In Christ's Spirit, our hearts experience true shalom. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.